Aleluya, aleluya. Christus resurrexit a mortuis. Precede vos in Galileam, sicut dixit. These words of the liturgy of the gospel and of this whole season. And more than that, these words, which are words of our whole life as Catholics, resound in our hearts and in our ears as we rejoice with wonderful and many alleluias, giving praise to God. Because the word alleluia means praise to God. And so we give praise to God. That's why we don't say that. We say Laus Tibi Christe. Alleluia. We rejoice. What a wonderful day it is. Today, the eternal Son of God, become in time man and the Son of Mary. And that too now for eternity. God, man. So that he could suffer for us. So that he could undergo the torments of the passion which we have been with him in the last 3 days. And of course, they are words which resound still in my ears and my heart. That Jesus, Son of God and Son of Mary, has risen from the dead. And this is the central core of our faith. And like St. Paul says to the Christians of the early days, if Jesus has not risen from the dead, then neither shall you, neither shall I. Then nothing makes sense. It's very important to remember that. If anyone tells you, I don't believe that nonsense, those are just fairy tales, bunny rabbits, and Easter eggs, and whatever, those things remind us of the resurrection, but they are not the resurrection. It is Jesus Christ who is the resurrection. Imagine how much he loves us. For in God there is no past or future. It's always present. It's always now. How much he loves us. The Father, that he sent us his only begotten Son to die for us, who had betrayed him, who had disobeyed him, who had done so much evil. And of course, we look around in our world, in our society, and alas, even in our church, hopefully not in our parish. But I do have a cane for those. And there's sin after sin after sin after sin. Some of them horrendous sins. How much we offend our Lord, who has given his life for us. But he has done it. And we must believe. If we do not believe, then we are nothing. We are worthless. And of course, the resurrection is a wonderful acclamation of the power of God. And especially in the God-made man, Jesus Christ, the God incarnate. What a wonderful, wonderful thing that we celebrate today. And it is wonderful that we are here. And it is wonderful that we have wonderful meals and Easter eggs and chocolate bunnies. I like the ones that are solid, by the way. There's a lot of things in life that are hollow. They're worthless. So, it's good that we do these things. It is necessary that we celebrate. But we must never forget what we celebrate, whom we celebrate, about what we celebrate. The resurrection of Christ, our Lord, the Son of God, and the Son of Mary. Regina Celi Laetare, alleluia. O Queen of Heaven, rejoice, alleluia. Because him whom thou didst merit to bear. And it's very important, those words. You and I merit nothing, really. But the liturgy of the church, from time immemorial, as she sings for the next 50 days unto the Feast of Trinity, whom thou didst merit to bear. You realize what that means? She merited to bear the Son of God. And of course, yes, it was a gift, it was a great miracle, but she merited to bear the Son of God. For him whom thou didst merit to bear, hallelujah, has risen as he said. She heard the word and kept it, and bore the word in her womb. We need to hear the word and keep it, and bear it in our hearts and in our souls. And so with Mary, we rejoice. For him whom thou didst merit to bear, hallelujah, has risen as he said. Rejoice and be glad, O Virgin Mary. And of course, above all else, above anyone else, the Blessed Mother knew her faith was impeccable. There's no one in the world, before, during, or after, that has had the faith that Our Lady had. Perfect faith. She knew by faith. She knew by faith that this, her Son, the Son of God, would rise from the dead. And she encouraged the apostles, who in many ways were a bunch of cowards. And of course, I always think about this when I wrote the Stations of the Cross that we sometimes say here. There are copies in the back. They're not free, so pay for them. In the eighth station, we look to the women of Jerusalem. All the men had run except John, the beloved disciple, the teenage virgin disciple. All things related to Jesus have to be like him. Virgin. The virgin cross made from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden. The virgin tomb of Joseph of Arimathea that he gave to him. Sometimes our Lord asks us to give to him, and we do not want to. We need to think about that. The virgin tomb and the virgin disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and the number one disciple, the number one apostle, because he was pure and holy and virginal. And so at the foot of the cross, he says to his mother, "Woman, behold thy son." And to the beloved disciple, "Son, behold thy mother." And now they rejoice. The Blessed Mother, even though she suffered horribly, the mother of sorrows, she knew this was just a process. So too in our lives, there are such processes. And today, of course, we celebrate the resurrection of Christ our Lord, from whom we too shall have resurrection. And I've been telling some of you for several days that I would make a special announcement today. Now, get your Kleenex out. But that's, remember, it's like the Blessed Mother. And of course, I'm the one who has to bear it, and who did, and who does, and will. But about 8 months ago, and I'm always trying to make sure that everything is okay, we need to take care of the bodies that Jesus gave us. They're his, not ours. And the doctors, of course, they're always finding out bad things. The doctors said to me, "There's something wrong." So they did more tests. And one doctor, I will not name him, but he is forever in my prayers. He said to me, "Canon, you have incurable cancer. I may be able to help you, I may not. And so he says, and I said, well, what are we going to do? You know, I'm emotional for some things, for Mary and for the babies that I love so much, but not for everything, certainly not for myself. And so I said, what are we going to do? And I said, there is one condition, doctor. Under no condition shall I have surgery. Under no condition shall I have chemotherapy. That's out. If that's the only solution, then let me die. That's why I came into this world, to die. And so he says, well, there's this and this and this. And he says, well, let's go for it. Now, I know some of you have been concerned because I've not been myself, you know. Otherwise, I would have sung the Vittime Pasquale myself. I've sung it all my life since I was 13, even for the Holy Father. But as you have seen, I have gotten weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. I need help to walk sometimes. I need help to go up and down the altar steps. I can do it sometimes because there's nobody here to help me. Well, the Blessed Mother's holding me up. And so I said, okay, the treatments that were available, that's what they did. They're responsible for this. And I mean, I have all kinds of pains all the time. They're horrible. I liken it to somebody sticking one of those lights that we use at July the 4th. The sparklers. Sticking inside my body. And the sparkles are all the different pains. Very sharp pains. And then the weakness, which beyond me. And not being able to sing is the most horrible thing of all. But I'm still here. Well, a few days ago, we had more tests. Of course, the treatments have just floored me. I can barely do anything, but I'm still doing it. And then he says, we had some tests. He says, it's gone. It's gone. So today is, for me, a resurrection as well. And of course, many people have asked, what's wrong with blah, 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 blah. I don't want to talk about it. Don't ask me anymore. I am here. And the Lord has made it possible for me to be here. And he said, you have at least 10, maybe 20 years. I said, well, thanks a lot. So you have to put up with me. I even called up one of our family friends of our parish, Canon Trenton Rauch, one of the canons of St. John Cantius, and I said, this is what's going on, Canon. And if I die, I want you and your canons to come to St. Stephen to do my rites, my funeral. I want it to be a solemn, high requiem. And I still do. That's coming no matter when. And then I can put in my coffin, put in my cubbyhole in the cemetery, and that will be it. But always I told the bishop, I says, I'm not going anywhere until I go to Holy Cross, to my cubbyhole. And so it is. He doesn't know anything about this, by the way, so keep your mouth shut. I know how you like to gossip, all you men. You women too, but the men are worse. And so, I am experiencing my own resurrection, as it were. Now, it's not come yet, it will. And so, I don't usually like to talk, especially so long, about myself. But this relates to him. All the prayers. And of course, Brother Aaron, who's going to be ordained this coming Saturday. Brother Jake, who will be ordained, hopefully, 7 or 8 years, and a couple of other people knew. Nobody else knew. I can carry my cross. Simon of Cyrene came and said, can I help you? And I said, go back to Libya. But anyway, such it is. So, from death to life. Of course, I can go out later and be hit by a Mack truck, and that's it. And that's fine. Whatever God wills, be it done unto me according to thy word. So, I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for your concern. Don't give up on that, please, or on me. And I thank you for being here and for supporting this shrine that is so very important to the Lord and to Our Lady. It is the only place now where we have traditional Mass. And so we pray that we will continue. And that when my time does come, that someone else, maybe Brother Jake or Brother Aaron, will be able to take over. And I think they are, especially Brother Aaron. They're very enthused about doing that which we do here, to promote sacred tradition for which I was born, for which I live, for which I shall die. So to one and all, a very happy and blessed Easter. Resurrexit sicut dixit. Alleluia. Christus, natus pro nobis, conquistavit mortem. Regina Celi, letare. Beso ego, alleluia. Buona Pasqua di Resurrezione. Buona Pasqua di Resurrezione. Bon fête du Pâques. Frelig Eastern. Feliz Resurrección. Gracias a Dios por todos sus dones. In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.